This is The World. I'm Lisa Mullins. Time now to shed some light on the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Astronomers gravitate to this mountaintop in the United States where the conditions for stargazing are out of this world. There are 13 telescopes here. Their combined light-gathering power is 60 times greater than that of the Hubble Space Telescope. Our Mystery Mountain is known for another kind of light, too. It was once a fiery volcano, but no one's fretting here. It hasn't erupted for at least 4,000 years. Reporter Heidi Chang takes us to the island of Hawaii and to the answer to our GeoQuiz, the summit of Mauna Kea.
Sometimes the wind at the summit of Mauna Kea is so strong it almost knocks you over. At nearly 14,000 feet, this is the highest mountain in Polynesia. This summer night, it's freezing cold up here, but down below, it's in the mid-80s. Part of the dormant volcano looks a bit like Mars, covered with orange-red lava rock, and the view is awesome.
Well, we're watching the sunset, and below us is the ocean, and it's clear so we can see the ocean, and it's just a beautiful sight. And also we can see the clouds blowing over the Kahala Mountains, and it's almost like being in an airplane.
University of Hawaii astronomy professor Alan Tokunaga has been observing the heavens from Mauna Kea for more than 20 years. The conditions for stargazing couldn't be better. High, dry, far from city lights, and free of atmospheric pollution. As Tokunaga scans the sky, the giant domes that house the telescopes seem to come alive.
And it's almost like a creature yawning, you know, opening up its mouth more and more. And now one of them is rotating to the first target. And to me, they really look like some kind of creature that's opened up in the evening, and they're going to capture starlight all night, fill up their tummies, and then close up at sunrise.
Tokunaga is the director of the NASA Infrared Telescope Facility, one of 13 telescopes on top of Mauna Kea, run by 11 countries. Close to $1 billion has been invested in these observatories.
All right, we're still guiding?
Guiding still good.
Excellent.
Last month, NASA timed its Deep Impact mission so as many telescopes as possible could observe the event, drawing scientists like Kerry Liss, an astrophysicist at Johns Hopkins University, to Mauna Kea.
My honest opinion, this is the premier center for observational astronomy on the planet. We have the largest number, a single number of telescopes in one place.
The twin Keck telescopes, the largest in the world, are American-run. The Gemini telescope is run by the U.S., Britain, Canada, Australia, Argentina, Brazil, and Chile. The Subaru telescope is Japan's only national observatory outside the country. Yoshiaki Taniguchi teaches astronomy at Japan's Tohoku University. He says he prefers observing distant galaxies from here because the sky is clear. Back home, there's much more rain.
So, I love Mauna Kea Observatory. Absolutely.
NASA hopes to build 6 small telescopes around the Keck telescopes, but some environmentalists and native Hawaiians like Kealoha Peixota are concerned about more development in a place they view as sacred.
The mountain is considered throughout all of Polynesia as one of the highest temples and the abode of the gods and the creator.
Mauna Kea, which means White Mountain, is also one of the few places in Hawaii where it snows. For The World, I'm Heidi Chang, Mauna Kea, Hawaii.
And to see the view from Mauna Kea yourself, check out the photos on the GeoQuiz page of our website at theworld.com.